person away.
Okay, we're gonna switch the order 23 and 24. So next up will be item number 24, discussion of possible action. Request staff to research implementing the first in a series of residential property tax rollbacks given the economic prosperity on the horizon.
So if I may take a minute to address the audience and commission. I'd like to share some thoughts on this issue regarding some real economic results that are coming to our Story County from the TRI and the Tesla transaction. I know you're all familiar with the basics. Right here in our Story County at Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the Tesla is building a $5 billion facility, and it'll probably exceed $5 billion. The building itself, the footprint, is over a mile long, it's a quarter of a mile wide, and it's 70 feet clear height tall inside at seven stories with a complete concrete roof on top. It'll be the largest building of its kind in the United States. It exceeds the size of the Pentagon. This construction is well underway today, with foundations and footings are being poured, the roof supports are being erected, and all the permits and fees are being paid to our county today. The facility is going to employ over 6,000 people, and it'll pour over $300 million in just payroll revenue into our regional economy every year. And that's just the Tesla facility standing there on its own. I can report happily that we are now seeing many, many, many other companies move into TRI and our Story County, and there is a direct result of Tesla. We closed two just last week. I've been asked by many of the residents of the Story County, what is the benefit to us directly, to we as residents? So I can share that there is an immediate prospect of over 20,000 jobs, and they'll be added to our region. It's going to increase the regional GDP by over 20%. And that's a direct benefit to our county. We're going to see direct increases, and already are in Lockwood, in home and property values. And there's a massive infusion of taxes into the county operating of school budgets once the abatement period is over. There is also a part of the deal that the state of Nevada is taking over USA Parkway maintenance, and they will build out the extension to Highway 50 within just 30 months. No longer our responsibility. This component alone is worth tens of millions of dollars in savings to our little county over the next decade. I'm suggesting these are just a few of the major benefits from the Tesla deal alone. There are many more. And with all of the companies moving in now as a result of Tesla, the economic impact of the Tesla deal is truly becoming a transitional force in all of Northern Nevada, perhaps our entire state. And the most impactful economically in Northern Nevada since the Comstock lode was discovered right here in our little Story County. So it's my belief that the time is right to put a plan in place for all residents of Story County to share in the financial success of TRI and this Tesla transaction. It's in my opinion that all too often governments simply grow and grow and grow, and government always seems to need more money and to raise more taxes and fees and to create more regulation. So I'm suggesting today that it's a plan of all of ours here to establish an atmosphere in our little Story County that government be only as large as it needs to be, in order to provide the key government services that we all need, desire, and want. We definitely need to protect our public to a high level, and that taxes and fees should be lowered when the circumstances allow government to do that. Growth in the size and scope of government and higher taxes is not an inevitable result of success by private business owners in a local community and economy. I believe it's time to start sharing our wealth. So today I'm asking our county staff to analyze a potential direct benefit to Story County residents by way of a reduction or rollback in their property tax rates. And specifically, I'm asking staff to prepare a plan looking at the amount of reduction in the property tax rates that the county can afford, the time frame over which the reduction or incremental rollbacks would occur, and any other reductions in fees and assessments incurred on an annual or routine basis by residents that may be feasible for all of us. I'm asking staff to please look at a reduction which is meaningful, something that's feasible, but not simply a reduction which is symbolic, so small that to be insignificant to any of us. I'm asking for a staff report delivered back on a proposed plan within 60 days and targeted for the first meeting in February for a review and consideration by our Story County Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gilman.
Got your attention, didn't it?
This is a discussion item, so if anyone would like to speak on this, you're welcome to come to the podium.
For the record, Dave Thomas, Story County resident. Just looking at the wording of this request, it is to research implementing the first in a series of residential property tax rollbacks, given the economic prosperity. Is the suggestion a general property tax millage rollback for everything in Story County? And I guess what I am questioning is why the word residential is in there. It's what is being requested. I mean, right now our millage rate, I think, is 3.407 or something like that,
yeah.
Around, you know, roughly. Yeah. Is what is being researched taking that if it's 3.407%, taking that and reducing that rate countywide, or is the request? It's the word residential in there that has me sort of perplexed.
May I take that one, Commissioner Gilman?
Please. And I first want to ask a question. Did Carol call you?
No problem.
Yesterday.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You are absolutely correct, and I apologize for this. This is a collaborative effort between Vice Chairman Gilman and myself. He proposed, ironically, similarly, to be able to hear this for the first time today, so did Chairman McBride, that, you know, as things begin to prosper, we should make sure the residents of this county benefit. That's the concept, and I convoluted probably the agenda wording, you know, with that. It would be a millage rollback equalization, as I understand it, requires that the tax rate is the tax rate. It's not differential for residential as opposed to commercial, as opposed to industrial. So it would be a millage rollback, as you suggested.
Okay.
The residential was really my error in terms of it was driven toward benefiting the residents.
Well, it will benefit. It'll benefit the residents, the businesses, everybody. And
yeah. Yes.
The reason for my question is the way it was written. It is contrary. It's a violation of Article 10, Section 1, Paragraph 1 of the Nevada State Constitution, which contains the words uniform and equal rate. And okay, you have answered my question.
That's the way it will be approached.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to talk on this? Commissioner-elect McGuffey.
Thank you. As some of you in this room know, that when I was campaigning, that was one of my issues. And I applaud Mr. Gilman. We talked about this early on in my campaign, that, years ago when Tri started, that was one of their promises. was, you know, once we get the ball rolling and this gets successful, we're going to be able to possibly cut our residential property taxes. And as I said, we talked about this early in my campaign. Thank you for putting it on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McGuffey. Anyone else? Hearing none, call for motion.
I've waited for this moment for quite a while. So the motion then is to have the staff proceed with this and get something back to us within 60 days and take a look and we can hash it out at that point.
Ready for a second?
Was that a motion?
That was a motion.
That's a motion.
I'm on a second.
We move to the second. Request staff to research implementing the first in a series of residential, which will be countywide property tax rollbacks given the economic prosperity on the horizon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion carries. Now we're going to move back to 23.